cull of staff, less programming and selling HQ in RTE cuts plan. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Independent, which in common with the Irish Times, Irish Daily Mail and Irish Daily Mirror reports on yesterday's appearance of RTE executives before the Oireachtas Media Committee. In his report in the Times, Jack Horgan-Jones details how the proposed hiring freeze and cut in spending is likely to halt investment in online platforms and broadcasts from sporting and political events. Horgan-Jones also writes that there were signs yesterday evening that Kevin Backhurst's initial 8 weeks in charge at RTE was inspiring confidence within government that sufficient reform was being planned to enable the coalition to turn on the funding taps. Under the headline Fear and Fury in Montrose, meanwhile, the Mail reports that staff at RTE have been left reeling and say that their worst fears have come to pass. Aisling Maloney reports that news and current affairs staff will have the chance to express their anger at an open meeting with management later today. And for its lead story, the Irish Daily Mirror picks up on a remark made by Kerry TD Brendan Griffin at yesterday's hearing that he would rather buy a round in a pub than pay his licence fee, which is up for renewal. Licence to swill is the headline there. Elsewhere on the front pages, the Irish Examiner leads with a vote of no confidence expressed by 99% of Gardaí in Commissioner Drew Harris in yesterday's GRA ballot. For its lead story, the Irish Sun carries an interview with Magdalene Pam, whose 17-year-old daughter Amber has been missing since she snuck out of the hotel she was staying in with her family on a holiday to Disneyland in Paris last month. It later emerged that Amber had been speaking to a man online before she went on holiday, and CCTV footage showed her being driven away from a nearby petrol station in a car. But since then, there have been no reported sightings of her, and she hasn't been in contact with her family. The Pam family has been living in Cavan since moving there from South Africa last year. The Irish Daily Star leads today with the row which has broken out between Stephen Termini, the US tourist who was assaulted on Talbot Street in July, and his son Mike Rizzuto over the GoFundMe page, which raised €120,000 following the attack. Mr. Termini, who's back in his hometown of Buffalo, alleges that he hasn't seen any of the money, while his son says that he believes the money was intended to be used for himself and his brother's travel and accommodation and to potentially pay his father's future medical bills. The Irish News leads today with the ongoing controversy surrounding last week's resignation of the PSNI's chief constable, Simon Byrne. While for its lead story, the Belfast Telegraph reports that former assistant chief constable Peter Sheridan is expected to be announced as the lead investigator for the new body established to deal with the legacy of the Troubles. And finally, former RAF fighter pilot, retired group captain John Hemingway is pictured on the front of today's Times. The 104-year-old, who now lives in a nursing home in Fox Rock in Dublin, visited his alma mater, St Andrew's College in Booterstown, yesterday to talk to pupils there about his life and times.